Good evening and welcome to Afterglow. This is David Brent Johnson, and tonight we'll be doing a memorial tribute to songwriter Betty Comden, along with our usual mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song, all coming up this evening on Afterglow. Our theme music comes from Fred Astaire's 1952 recording of Dancing in the Dark, with Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. In the second hour of the program this evening, we'll be featuring songs co-written by Broadway legend Betty Comden, who passed away on Thanksgiving Day 2006 at the age of 89. Along with her creative partner Adolph Green, Comden contributed the lyrics to a number of songs that became standards after their introduction in musicals such as On the Town and Bells Are Ringing. And she and Green also did some pretty significant screenplay writing as well, counting Singin' in the Rain and The Bandwagon among their scripting work. So we'll be playing recordings of Comden and Green songs by Blossom Deary, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Peggy Lee, Nancy Wilson, and Gene Kelly. Betty Comden spotlighted in the second hour of Afterglow tonight. Until then, some of the usual Afterglow suspects. We'll hear music from George Shearing, Mark Murphy, Sonny Rollins, Dinah Washington, Duke Ellington, and we'll start off with Charlie Parker. Parker's With Strings dates still continue to generate some controversy among jazz fans, even today, although nothing like they did when he first released them back around 1950. Some people castigate them for the involvement of Mitch Miller, the man who caused Frank Sinatra so much grief near the end of his stay at Columbia Records for pushing Sinatra towards a much more commercial sound, or basically trying to get him to record really schmaltzy songs. Whatever you think of the strings, Charlie Parker's playing on these records is stellar. It's very enjoyable to listen to. And a few years ago, Verve released a CD compiling all of the Studio With Strings Parker recordings, and they included a session that's really more of a big band date with strings added. Joe Lippmann did the arrangements, and we'll hear one now. Charlie Parker playing Stella by Starlight on Afterglow. Thank you.
all. So we may stop in the middle, and then again we may not. We might just try to ad lib and see how it lies. He's giving me the pitch in the background. What are you doing the rest of your life? North and south and east and west of your life. I have only one request of your life. That you spend it all with me, with me. All the seasons and the times of your days, all the nickels and the dimes of your days. Let the reason and the rhyme of your days all begin and end with me. I want to see your face in every kind of light, in fields of dawn and forests of the night. And when you stand before the candles on a cake, oh, let me be the one to hear the silent wish you make. Those two marbles lying deep in your eyes, in the world of love you keep in your eyes, I'll awaken what's asleep in your eyes. It may take a kiss or two, all of my life with you, with you, with you.
the sunlight, we were young and so much in love. Oh, but time stole the sun from me. Once we dreamed the world was ours. Alone to share, how could that dream disappear? Will every word be forgotten? Now heaven's behind us, this lament, will it go away? I hope time set me free. Maybe someday, just beyond the dream. Sunshine to me.
Mark Murphy, 1997 recording of J.J. Johnson's Lament, with lyrics edited by John Hendricks and Meredith Ambrosio, off the RCA album Song for the Geese. Before that, George Shearing doing Pick Yourself Up, a recording done in 1950 with Marjorie Hyams on vibraphone, Chuck Wayne on guitar, John Levy on bass, and Denzel Best on drums. From George Shearing, Jazz Masters in the Verve series. Before that, we heard Anita O'Day doing What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life, the Alan and Marilyn Bergman and Michelle Legrand song, something that we had wanted to play during the Anita O'Day Afterglow tribute and weren't able to quite fit in, so I thought I'd play it this week. Anita O'Day from Live at the City, San Francisco, 1979, doing What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life with a band that included John Poole, Rob Fisher, and Greg Smith. Came out on her own label, the Emily label. Anita O'Day, along with Betty Carter, one of the few singers to start her own label and release records on it. Latter day Anita O'Day, I should say, too. Charlie Parker starting us off with Stella by Starlight, a recording he did in 1952 from Charlie Parker with Strings, the Master Takes. David Brent Johnson here with you this winter evening on Afterglow, and coming up in the second hour of the program will be honoring the memory of songwriter Betty Comden and playing interpretations of the songs that she wrote the lyrics for with Adolph Green, people like Carmen McRae, Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, and Nancy Wilson, some of the vocalists that we'll be hearing. Right now, we're going to hear a tribute to another jazz artist, and that would be Sidney Bechet. And this was written by Duke Ellington, recorded in 1970. You know, it's interesting. I think late period Duke Ellington gets overlooked a lot, partly just because the beginning and the middle of his career was so fantastic and incredible. But he wrote and recorded a lot of really nice things, even after his songwriting companion Billy Strayhorn passed away in the mid-1960s. In fact, one of the best things I think he did from that era was a tribute to Strayhorn called And His Mother Called Him Bill. Also, the Far East Suite, which was something that he co-wrote with Strayhorn. And then this, recorded in 1970, the New Orleans Suite. And from that, we're going to hear Portrait of Sidney Bechet, Duke Ellington, on Afterglow.
Tick, tick, tock of your mantle. clock sounds like a jungle drum. You've never been blue, don't mind telling you. When the wear and tear on your rocking chair is as plain as an old sore thumb, you say I've got a right to scream out in the night. Breathe, stop moaning those weird melodies. My man has left me and I can't face the music without singing the blues. Rain your rhythm on my window pane drives me insane because I can't face the music without singing the blues. My heart is so broken, I've spoken to the Lord for sympathy. And if he don't help me, so help me, it's the bottom of the deep blue sea for me. I'm gonna end this misery. My man has left me and I can't face the music without singing the blues. My heart is so broken, I've spoken to the Lord for sympathy. And if he don't help me, so help me, it's the bottom of the deep blue sea for me. I'm gonna end this misery. My man has left me and I can't face the music without singing the blues. Without singing the blues. Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins doing How Are Things in Glacamora, which was originally from Finian's Rainbow, appearing here on the 1956 Blue Note recording, Volume 1, and Rollins accompanied by Donald Byrd on trumpet, Wynton Kelly on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, and Max Roach on drums. For that, Mildred Bailey with a 1938 recording of I Can't Face the Music, done with Red Norvo and his orchestra. Mildred Bailey, a wonderful singer from the 1930s, somebody that we should probably play more often on Afterglow. This comes from the Complete Columbia recordings of Mildred Bailey. And before that, Duke Ellington in 1970 doing Portrait of Sidney Bechet. Interesting story behind that recording. The soloist who was supposed to play the saxophone solo on that was Johnny Hodges, and Duke Ellington was going to try to persuade him to pull his soprano sax out of the closet, as it were, and dust it off. Johnny Hodges had not played the soprano sax in many, many years. Sidney Bechet had kind of been an idol of his when he was younger, so Ellington really wanted Hodges to play soprano sax on this tune, but then Johnny Hodges died on May 11, 1970. The piece was recorded 2 days later, and Ellington got tenor saxophonist Paul Gonzalez, he of Newport, extended solo fame, to do the piece instead. So sort of a sad story behind that recording from the New Orleans Suite, recorded by Duke Ellington in 1970. Just talking about Mildred Bailey, and I noticed on this collection on Mosaic that right around the same time she recorded I Can't Face the Music, she did the Gershwin's I Was Doing All Right. Here is a very modern-day interpretation of that from a CD that just came out a few months ago. Diana Krall on Afterglow doing the Gershwin's I Was Doing All Right. Thank you.
nothing but rainbows in my skies. I was doing all right until you came by. Had no cause to complain. Life was as sweet as cherry pie. Thank you.
Clarinetist Artie Shaw, 1949 recording he did of a composition called Mood in Question, recorded with New Music String Quartet, led by cellist Alan Shulman, who was the person who composed that particular number. For that, Joe Rollin, vibraphonist Joe Rollin, who played with Artie Shaw, as well as with George Shearing, whom we heard at the beginning of the program, doing Stairway to the Steinway, written by the pianist on that date, Freddie Redd, Dick Garcia on guitar, Dante Martucci on bass, Ron Jefferson on drums, from Rollin's Bethlehem album, simply entitled Joe Rollin. And we started off with pianist Diana Krall doing the Gershwin's I Was Doing All Right, accompanied by Anthony Wilson on guitar, John Clayton on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums, from her new album, From This Moment On. Going to hear now from Harry James, a later period of Harry James. He made some great recordings for MGM in the early 1960s, and most of them are still out of print, unfortunately, but a couple of compilations have come out, and this includes one of the sort of post-bop, more modern records that he did. This is called A Swingin' Serenade, Harry James on Afterglow.
Mountain of diamonds and a valley of gold wouldn't do. But if you want to make me happy, just make me a present. isn't of you. I don't need a desert of rubies or an ocean of pearls to swim through. But if you wanna make me happy, just make me a present of you. What good is a girl with a million? What good if the world calls you queen? If you don't have someone to love you, then you really don't have anything. So I'll take your arms for my palace, and the sky for my room with a view. I know that I'll make you happy, yes, if you make me a present of you.
Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist Hank Mobley doing I See Your Face Before Me from his Blue Note album Dippin'. We also heard Dinah Washington doing Make Me a Present of You from the album Dinah. And we start off with Harry James doing a Swingin' Serenade from Harry James Jazz Masters. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow. We have a website for the Afterglow program, simply at the address afterglow.indiana.edu. And there you can listen to previous broadcast of the program and also find out a little bit about the founder of the show, Dick Bishop, and see a list of books we have, recommended titles about American jazz and American jazz singing and American popular song. Tonight we're going to be devoting the second hour of the program to songwriter and performer Betty Comden, who passed away on Thanksgiving Day 2006 at the age of 89. She had, I'd say, one of the most legendary collaborations in the history of American popular song with a man named Adolph Green. They wrote the lyrics for the classic New York stage musical On the Town. They also wrote the screenplay for Singin' in the Rain and worked for decades with composers such as Leonard Bernstein, Julie Stein, and Cy Coleman. They won a number of Tony Awards. Three other shows, Wonderful Town, Hallelujah Baby, and Applause, won the prize for Best Musical. And they wrote many, many songs that have become standards, and we'll be hearing those throughout the second hour of the program this evening. Betty Comden and Adolph Green were not married to each other, and as far as I know, they were never romantically involved, but most people thought that they were because they spent so much time together. They worked together, but she was actually married to somebody else and had two children by this other man, but she spent almost all of her professional career with Adolph Green, and she once said of the partnership, "It's a kind of radar. We don't divide the work up, taking different scenes. We always sit in the same room. I used to write things down in shorthand, but now I sit at the typewriter. Adolph paces more. A lot of people don't believe this, but at the end of the day, we usually don't remember who thought up what." And a lot of the notices that appeared after Betty Comden passed away, Adolph Green actually passed away several years ago, they were referred to as things like the Bards of Manhattan, and they were constantly cited for how they managed to really just capture the sassiness and enthusiasm and the zest of New York City in song. So we'll be hearing music, almost all of it, from musicals that they wrote, interpreted by a number of jazz singers, and we'll hear some Broadway recordings as well. We're going to start off with Carmen McRae doing something from Wonderful Town. This is called It's Love on Afterglow.
Could touch the sky. What a way to feel. I have found my guy. It's love at last. I've someone to cheer for. It's love at last. I've learned what we're here for. What a way. We'll be right back.
just in time. I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost. The losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear. I found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Just in time, you found me just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. 'Cause love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life.
Is a song, and her walk is a dance, and if her laugh is warm and free, if I suddenly seem to be seeing a dream, she's the right girl for me. If the glow in her eyes and the light in her smile could charm a bird right off a tree, I'll be charmed as a bird, and I'll know in a word she's the right girl for me. She'll have a simple, sweet appeal that wins my affection. She'll be the kind who'll make me feel she needs my protection. If the sight of her face and the touch of her hand can make me happy, as can be. If my heart says, come in, darling, where have you been? She's the right girl for me. The sight of her face and the touch of her hand can make me happy as can be. If my heart says, come in, darling, where have you been? She's the right girl for me. She's the right girl.
Nancy Wilson from her album Broadway My Way, recorded in 1963, doing Make Someone Happy, lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green, and the music by Julie Stein. It's originally from the musical Do Re Mi. Before that, Frank Sinatra doing The Right Girl for Me, lyrics again by Condon and Green, and music by Roger Edens from Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And that was the commercial recording from Frank Sinatra, the Columbia years, 1943 through 1952. For that, Blossom Dearie, who has done one of the few Condon and Green songbook albums. She recorded it for Verve in the late 1950s, in 1959, actually. And we heard her doing Just in Time. We'll be hearing from this CD again, that song from the musical Bells Are Ringing. And the lyrics, again, by Condon and Green, is everything you'll be hearing this hour is. And the music by Julie Stein, and Blossom Dearie, joined by Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on drums. And before that, we started off with Carmen McRae doing It's Love, which was originally from the musical Wonderful Town, Leonard Bernstein writing the music for that. And that comes off the Decca CD, Carmen McRae, Here to Stay. Commemorating the music of Betty Comden on Afterglow this evening. Betty Comden passed away on Thanksgiving Day 2006 at the age of 89. And for most of her life, she was engaged in a creative and professional partnership with Adolph Green. They had met in New York City in the late 1930s when they were both kind of trying to make it in the theater business. And they formed a troupe called the Reviewers, which performed at the Village Vanguard, which before its heyday as a jazz club was just sort of a more general art performance place to get together. And they started writing their own material just because they couldn't afford to get anybody else to do it for them. And one of the people that worked with them was a woman named Judy Tuven, who would later become Judy Holliday and be associated with Condon and Green and some of their biggest hits. Their first really big hit was On the Town. Leonard Bernstein approached them about doing this in 1944. He wanted to take this ballet called Fancy Free and turn it into a Broadway musical. It was about sailors on leave in Manhattan during World War II. And Comden and Green actually created parts for themselves in the musical. Betty Comden played a character named Claire de Lune, and she was who plays an anthropologist who meets Ozzy, played by Adolph Green at the Museum of Natural History. We'll hear a number that the two did for On the Town in a 1960 revival of it. We're also going to hear Frank Sinatra singing the title song with some other folks from the cast of the late 1940s movie version, which was slightly different. Still had lyrics by Comden and Green, but they threw out a lot of the Leonard Bernstein music and replaced it with music by Roger Edens. Here's Frank Sinatra and the cast of On the Town doing New York, New York, the other New York, New York, as it's sometimes called, on Afterglow.
I feel like I'm not out of bed yet. Oh, the sun is warm, but my blanket's warm.
Right in a hole in the ground, New York, New York, it's a wonderful town. one day here and not another minute. See the famous sight. We'll find the romance and danger waiting in it beneath the Broadway lights.
But we've hair on our chests, so what we like the best of the night.
Oh! New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in the hole in the ground. New York, it's a wonderful town.
Famous places to visit are so many, or so the guidebooks say. I told my grandpa I wouldn't miss on any, and we got just one day. Gotta see the whole town right from Yonkers on down to the bay in just one day.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Silk and satin, so the fellas say. There's just one thing necessary in Manhattan when you got just one day. Gotta pick up a date, maybe seven or eight on your way in just one day.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
To Goldberg,
what a great double play.
The other team never can get to score.
In every inning,
we keep them from winning.
Each time that they try for a rally, that's when we save the day.
Someone's on first and the game is in doubt.
The guy up at bat hits a terrible clout.
The dust clears away and they're both of them out. O'Brien to Ryan.
To Goldberg.
O'Brien
to Ryan.
To Goldberg.
Pack some into the park. The crowds in the bleachers are there at dawn. They treat us royal.
Gee whiz, but they're loyal.
One game lasted 17 innings. It was way after dark. We couldn't see a darn thing anymore. We thought that the crowd had gone home good and sore.
But out of the black came a deafening roar.
O'Brien to Ryan to Goldberg.
The guy who scoops up the ball and whips it to second base.
O'Brien!
O'Brien!
And who is the guy who sends on the pill to first at an awful pace?
Ryan!
Ryan!
And who is the guy who tags him at first with a pitying look on his face? Mrs. Goldberg's baby boy.
Hi, hi, hi.
Goldberg, Goldberg, that's the boy for us. Hi, 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 hi.
My mother always wanted me to play the violin. That dainty little instrument just didn't fit my chin. The night of my recital, I played Schlieberdy.
When suddenly a voice rang out, "Hey, throw that can of fish!" And then a ripe tomato was hurled in rude attack. I swung my fiddle wildly and batted it right back.
That moment started off my new career. And now the sweetest music to my ear is
O'Brien to Ryan to Goldberg, what they all come to see. Shortstop to second and then to first. Just 1, 2, 3, oh, the unholy trio. The way that we move on the diamond, it is sheer poetry.
Winning the games from the spring to the fall.
It's just all for one and it's just one for all. The three musketeers of the bat and the ball.
O'Brien! Hey! To Ryan! Hey!
To go!
Why am I feeling so good? Why am I feeling so strong? Why am I feeling when things could look black? That nothing could possibly go wrong. This has been a most unusual day. Love has made me see things in a different way. Can it be I like myself? She likes me so, I like myself. If someone wonderful as she is can think I'm wonderful, I must be quite a guy. Feeling so unlike myself, always used to dislike myself. But now my love has got me riding high. She likes me so, so do I. Me so, so do I.
is it? Just a collection of complexes and neurotic impulses that occasionally break through.
You mean sometimes you blow your top, like me?
I do. I try hard to stay controlled, but I get carried away. Try to act aloof and cold, but I get carried away.
Carried away. You'll get carried away.
When I sit and listen to a symphony, why can't I just say the music's grand? Why must I leap up on the stage hysterically? They're playing pizzicato and everything goes blotto. I grab the maestro stick and start leading the
carried away. You'll get carried away.
And when I go to see a moving picture show and I'm watching actors in a scene, I start to think what's happening is really so. The girl, I must protect her. The villain, don't respect her. I leap to her defense and knock a hole right through the screen.
Carried away.
I get carried. Yes, carried away. I try hard to keep detached, but I get carried away. Try to act less booby-hatched, but I get carried away.
We're carried away.
I get carried away. When shopping, I'm a sucker for a bargain sale. If something is marked down upon a shelf, my sense of what is practical begins to fail. I buy one, then another, another, then another. I buy the whole store out and I'm in business for myself.
Carried away.
I get carried away.
And when I go to see my friends up on a train, golly, how I hate to see them go. For then my love of traveling I can't restrain. The time has come for parting. The train's already starting. I hop a freight, and in a flash, I'm off to Buffalo.
Carried away. We get carried. Yes, carried away.
Betty Comden and Adolph Green singing a song they wrote the lyrics for, Carried Away, from On the Town, music by Leonard Bernstein. That comes from the 1960 recording, basically a sort of original cast recording. Goddard Lieberson, who was the head of Columbia Records, really wanted to do a studio cast recording of On the Town because he had enjoyed it so much when he saw it about 15 or 16 years before that. So he managed to get some of the principal cast members back, including Betty Comden and Adolph Green. Betty Comden playing a lovesick anthropologist who goes by the name of Claire de Lune, and Adolph Green playing one of the three sailors hitting the town, Ozzy. Before that, we heard Gene Kelly doing I Like Myself from It's Always Fair Weather, lyrics by Comden and Green. Andre Previn doing the music. It comes from the CD That's Entertainment, the best of the MGM musicals. Gene Kelly, who starred in Singin' in the Rain, the screenplay for that, written by Betty Comden and Adolph Green. Before that, we heard two numbers with Gene Kelly joining Frank Sinatra and a host of others on New York, New York, from the movie On the Town, Leonard Bernstein doing the music for that. And we also heard Sinatra and Kelly doing O'Brien to Ryan to Goldberg, which is obviously kind of a play on the old Tinker to Evers to Chance baseball saying. Roger Eden's writing the music for that. That came from Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And both of those selections from Frank Sinatra in Hollywood, 1940 through 1964, commemorating the music of Betty Comden and Adolph Green on this edition of Afterglow. Betty Comden passed away on Thanksgiving Day 2006 at the age of 89, and marking the end of one of the most creative, long-running creative partnerships on Broadway, probably, Betty Comden and Adolph Green passing away several years before in 2002. And in the late 1950s, pianist and singer Blossom Dearey did a songbook album for them. There are only a couple of other songbook albums that have come out based on Comden and Green songs, and one or two of those were by Comden and Green themselves. But Blossom Dearey was a fan and did this record in 1959. From it, we'll hear two songs now, starting off with this one from Two on the Isle, How Will He Know, Blossom Dearey on Afterglow.
How will he know that I just adore him, live just for him? That's the way that I feel. How will I show that my poor heart sighs to make him realize what my eyes must reveal? Am I his type? The love and kissing that I know I'm missing, and yet how will he know that I love the guy so? I'm too shy, so no, 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 he. I love the guy so, I'm too shy, so no, 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 he'll never know. Just one way I can tell you're doing right by this nail. Hold me, hold me, hold me tight. You don't have to tear the stars from heaven, make a record rocket flight, or own the Vanderbilt loot, or wear a casual air suit. Hold me, hold me, hold me tight. There are those who may contend diamonds are a girl's best friend, but don't go dig a diamond mine for me. Don't lay rubies at my feet. You can make my world complete with the best things in life that are free. So can't you see I only want your loving? Can't I make you see the light? Just stay here right by my side and I'll be well satisfied if you do one thing and do it right. Hold me, hold me, hold me tight.
Those who make intent diamonds are a girl's best friend. But don't go dig a diamond mine for me. Don't lay rubies at my feet. You can make my world complete. The best things in life are free. So can't you see I only want your loving? Can't I make you see the light? Just stay here right by my side and I'll be well satisfied if you do one thing and do it right. Hold me, hold me, hold me tight.
Balloon and taken the moon. Oh, the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You've danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over.
I used to think it might be fun to be anyone else but me. I thought that it would be a pleasant surprise to wake up as a couple of other guys. But now that I've found you, I've changed my point of view. And now I wouldn't give a dime to be anyone else but me. Oh, what a day. Fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night. Suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I'd hope you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. Oh, I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me.
yes, I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. Oh, I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me.
Tony Bennett in 1977 doing Lucky to Be Me with Bill Evans on piano from the album Together Again. That song originally from On the Town, lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green, music by Leonard Bernstein. Before that, we heard Peggy Lee doing The Party's Over from the musical Bells Are Ringing, and Lee's recording appearing on the album Latin a la Lee, recorded in 1959. Andy Bay before that with another song from On the Town, Lonely Town, from Bay's 2004 CD, American Song. And then two tracks from Blossom Deary started off that set from her 1959 CD. Blossom Deary sings Comden and Green, two songs that Comden and Green co-wrote with Julie Stein, both from Two on the Isle, Hold Me, Hold Me, Hold Me, and How Will He Know. We're going to close Afterglow with one of the most famous Comden and Green songs. It comes from On the Town as well. It's called Some Other Time. It's been recorded by Tony Bennett and a number of other people. It has beautiful words, a beautiful melody, and I think it's a song that's about what it is to be mortal and what it is to be alive. And we're going to hear four of the original cast members singing it, starting off with Betty Comden, Some Other Time on Afterglow.
24 hours can go so fast. You look around, the day has passed. When you're in love, time is precious stuff. Even a lifetime isn't enough. Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time.
other
just when
time.
The fun is starting.
Just when the fun is
starting.
The
time's the
parting.
Parting.
But let's be glad,
be
glad
for what we
passed
to lost
to
God.
There's so much
more.
Thanks for tuning into this edition of Afterglow. You can listen to previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at afterglow.indiana.edu. Afterglow is engineered by Dennis Tafe and produced in the studios at WFIU at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. We'll be back next week at the same time with more jazz, ballads, and American popular song. I'm David Brent Johnson. Good night.